What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Internet Explorers. As always, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by Nick Scarpino.
Hello.
And Andy Cortez.
It's playoff time, baby.
And we are the Internet Explorers. It's good to have the two of you here, all three of us, on this show for, I think, the first time. And it feels right. You know what I'm talking about?
The team's finally all here, Tim.
Mm-hmm. The team is here. Squad up.
They call us the Avengers of the Internet.
They do. They do. They will now.
What are we avenging?
Are you Tony Stark or is Andy Tony Stark?
I'll be Tony Stark.
But I can be Tony Stark.
It doesn't look as good in the square.
It really is something. I'm looking at it in the full 16:9 aspect ratio. Andy, it's great. I do want it to maybe track your eyeballs. If we could work on that, that'd be real cool. If it goes with you. So here's what I'm gonna say. I think we do have the tech. I think you go low tech, and here's how. I'm gonna make you a cardboard cutout and paste it to sunglasses, like your glasses. So when you put the glasses on, you come back, and then it just follows you every way you go. You see what I'm saying?
Wouldn't you need it to be like see through instead of cardboard?
Yeah. No. You cut it out. You cut it out just like you would cut lettering out on a sign. And it all sticks together in one thing. And then when you move around, it just moves around like this.
But
I'll do it right now. Graham of Legend. If y'all know Graham of Legend.
I know.
Who we've worked with in the past. He's a great dude. He works at Snapchat. And there is a PC app that they make where basically any filter you can use on your phone is available on your PC.
Wait, it works.
This is how you do it. Easy. Yeah,
fuck Graham and his Snapchat tech. We don't need that.
Your Snapchat.
Nick has Post-its.
I don't think we have to go that aggressive to Graham, you know?
I don't know. Graham knows me. I still don't know what Nick is going for.
I know. He nailed it. He looks just like Iron Man. That's why he's our Iron Man.
Exactly.
Waffle Plays Twitch in the chat says, the Intervengers. I love it. I kind of love it.
Avengers.
It's the Avengers of the Internet.
It sounds like a cheap porn knockoff of Avengers. Hey,
if that is what we get, guys, I'm pretty happy with it. Because this is Internet Explorers.
I'm getting more intervention out of that.
Yeah, I get the one of us has a drug problem. We're going to talk about it.
And it's this fucking guy. Oh, no, this guy.
Oh, shit. This is Internet Explorers right here live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We explore the internet with you, and it's a great old time. If you want the show ad-free, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can submit fun clips or be a Patreon producer, just like James Davis, a.k.a. James Davis.
I'm James Davis.
On social media platforms. And Andrew Feisner.
Feisner.
God damn it, Nick. You're just such an asshole. And speaking of you being an asshole, I need you to not be an asshole for a second. I need you to not put the pressure on. Okay. I'm gonna tell a story. I'm gonna say something that happened before the show. And I'm gonna request that for the next hour, you do not request that he actually does this thing. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Let me put on my Iron Man. I want to be the leader of the team right now.
Okay, cool. Go for it. Right before the show, Kev was showing off all of his fun little tech things. Kev, show them off for the people right now. If you could pop up. Yeah, see? He's a little translucent.
They can't
but you can
see
kinda,
me. I'm pink.
He has camo on. He has camo, right?
He's a competitor.
On a low resolution screen, it just looks like internet bitrate noise.
Yeah. So Kev has all these fun things. One of them is pixelation. So Kev decided to show this one off by lifting his shirt so his whole body was censored.
Yeah.
And Andy suggested that Kevin figure out a way to layer himself so he's just censoring his nipples.
Yeah, and it's easy. Like, I don't know why Kevin's scared to do it.
No, I just think that, like, I don't think it's a smart idea.
Kevins to crop down.
You just need two Kevins. You crop it down right at the nipple.
No, I get it. I know how to do it. I just don't think that it's a smart idea.
But Kevin doesn't want to do it. That's okay. That's what I'll say. No pressure.
Andy, you know how you can make Android phones switch to negative colors? Invert colors?
Yeah.
I'm going to open up Twitch and see if I look normal right now. Huh?
Way too much.
On your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to try that too, Kevin.
Right?
You can also
watch
the show on youtube.com/kindoffunny or roostertooth.com if you want to listen to it. Guess what? Podcast services, that's where you want to go. Search for Internet Explorers with a Z. If you type in Kind of Funny, all the Kind of Funny podcasts will be there. You can subscribe to all of them. That'd be pretty dope. It would make us happy. This episode's brought to you by MeUndies and HelloFresh, but we will get to that later. Kev, Can you bring up the Kinda Funny store? Kindafunny.com/store.
Kevin, it kind of works, Kevin.
Yeah, but it's got a blue tint because I guess I've messed with it to make it look cooler and negative. Because I wanted it to look like Mr. Negative.
Hold on, hold on.
Tim, remember Mr. Negative from Spider-Man?
Never forget.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Oh,
freak. I lost it.
Hold okay.
Nick, did you ever play through Spider-Man?
No.
The main bad guy looks a lot like I do now.
Now that the remaster's coming out, it's kind of good that you didn't play it. Oh shit, that does work.
Wait, no, damn it. It worked, right? I disappeared.
Kevin.
Now he's in the Shadow Realm. Kevin's in the
Shadow Realm.
Wait, why do you use a voice modulator?
Play better on PS5?
Yeah. It'll look better. It'll be better. There's a new
I have to get a new TV, though. We talked about this already. I'm stuck with a 10-year-old
Panasonic Plasma.
There's only one TV to do.
I'm stuck with it. First off, I can't let go of this TV, so I have to put it in some room. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to have a TV in front of me and behind me, which would be dope. I have to. I have to get a 4K TV, right? I can't get a PS5 and not a 4K TV, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Nick, 100%. I would murder you if you didn't get a 4K TV.
Yeah,
murder.
We'd all be really upset. If you don't get a 120 hertz TV, I'm gonna be mad at you.
I don't even know what that means, Kevin.
I know, but you have to do it. Just don't. Yes.
Is less hertz better? Is 60 hertz okay?
No.
This conversation hurts. Let's look at kindafunny.com/store here.
Andy, it hurts.
Andy, you got real excited about something. What was it? I heard you go, oh.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, well, pretend you're excited about one of these shirts.
Oh, my gosh. The shirt's back. You know what it's kind of pissing me off, though? Hmm. Is I accidentally snagged my KFAF shirt a long time ago. And now, if you get the KFAF shirt, it's essentially a collector's item. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that you could resell on the black market.
It's like wearing a shirt from the hit TV show Cheers. It's just so cool.
Yeah, you wear a shirt, it's like wearing a Led Zeppelin concert shirt, you know? Like, here's their tour from 1924, you know?
Did anyone ever call him Letty Z?
No.
No.
No. Please never.
It sounds like a thing. I know, but it sounds like a thing you would do, Nick.
No, I would never denigrate Led Zeppelin with calling them anywhere close to any names from Fast and Furious.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, okay. That's where you went with that. I appreciate that. I mean, speaking of Fast and Furious.
Where are we, Tim?
How many days until April 2nd, 2021? The answer is 177. But, gentlemen, I have bad news.
No. What happened?
Once again, that number is inaccurate.
It's got a punt.
We got to restart the clock, everybody. How many days until May 28th, 2021?
God.
233. And that's weird because, look, I'm not good at math. But I'm looking at these numbers. I'm like, the jump from April 2nd to May 28th, going from 177 to 233, sounds wrong, but it's right.
That sounds like an extra year almost.
Right?
Year is 365 days, guys. Come on.
Yeah, you're thinking March, Tim. This is May. May is a totally different month than March.
And you know that give or take is very much correct. Because remember, a year is not actually 365. It's 365 plus 0.25. Well, actually, it's less than 0.25. That's why every like 10 years they skip one leap year.
Wait, why?
Leap year, because February gets an extra day for some stupid reason.
Well, it's because the amount of time it takes us to go around the sun isn't actually a year. It's a year and a quarter of a day. But less than
just figured that out by now, right?
Hold on.
Add a couple hours to the end of the day.
Science.
Yeah, right.
If we immediately took away. Or only did leap year, you know what I mean? So rather, you know, either there's only a day gone or there. Like, let's say there's always a 29th, right? If we did that, how long would it be until we started noticing a changing in the seasons?
I mean,
a drastic change.
You gotta imagine that, like, in 30 years, it would be off by roughly...
A month, yeah.
A month minus a couple of those leap years, right?
Easy.
Right.
So you'd imagine
60 years before you actually start where it's like suddenly you're 2 months off. And that's, I'd say, a fairly significant difference.
Mm-hmm. And I guess here it really wouldn't matter in the Bay Area. But like if I'm living back in Texas and the summer months would start like in May, June, something like that, instead of like March, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't want any actual scientific breakdown for this. I'm just putting it out there. It's utter bullshit that February has significantly less days than the other months, and then some years gets more, But even then, it's still not a normal month. No other month has 28. No other month has 29.
Can't we just do 30? Can't we just do 30? Like, why do we need 31? Why do some months have to be all fucking bougie and be like, I need an extra day? 31 days has September or whatever. Fucking, come on.
I don't want the answer. I just want to complain about it.
Exactly.
You know, because this is Internet Explorers. That's what we do here.
Tim, if everything was perfect, we wouldn't have clips to watch of people hitting their nuts on skateboard rails.
That is true. That is true. Now, we could look at Vin Diesel's Instagram, but I'm going to be honest. There's nothing. Okay, fine. Let's look at it. Look at the first video here, Kevin.
What did he do? What did he do?
He got nominated to be best male performer in something or whatever the hell. But
for a Saturn Award?
But hit play and guess what's playing in the background.
Wait, hold on. Hold on 2 seconds. I'm sorry. I shared the wrong screen with you guys. Give me 2 seconds. We're right there. There it is.
There Do your thing.
There's no audio.
Yeah, there is.
I had to be.
It's a sign of brighter days to come. Brighter days to come.
I love him.
I want to thank all of you for being so supportive.
Look at that fucking house we've given him. We've given him this palatial estate in either LA or Hawaii. I don't know where he is right now.
That looks beautiful.
Cameron Kennedy in the chat says, does Vin Diesel have short arms or does he not know that he can hold the camera further away?
I think you know what happened? You know what happened, Cam? This is my theory, is I think that he just has it on portrait mode and you know how it crops in.
All right, we can get off.
Here's the thing, Nick. Like, we didn't just give him that house; he earned it.
No, we gave it to him.
He earned that house.
We personally, the four of us, are at least responsible for that pool, for paying for that pool for him, because of how much we love Fast and Furious. We've probably sold at least, I would say, 5,000 tickets to every Fast and Furious movie that's
5,000 tickets
easily.
I don't know. I think I've convinced maybe 6 people in my life to watch this franchise.
Your entire house likes Fast and Furious. There's 15 people right there, Tim.
One of them was me.
Andy used to hate it. He fought it, and now he's totally in.
I will say though that Vin Diesel takes and Vin Diesel gives back, because we did Fast and Furious in review. The views on that are insane. We made what, $200 on those videos?
We sure did.
Maybe. Yeah. On all of them. Yeah. Not per video.
No, total. All of them is what I meant.
We've got probably, I would say conservatively. Well, I mean, we also have the Fast and Furious watch along that's at 8 billion views right now.
No, we don't. Unfortunately. It's gone.
It's gone?
I couldn't find it.
I don't know why. Well, probably because it was a weird piece of content anyway and not necessarily indicative. Actually, it's pretty indicative of what we do. We just sit around and talk for hours on end about Fast and Furious. So, yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense.
It does kind of make sense. But I want to get into some stuff that I want to show you guys. And, man, again, another gold week ahead of us, everybody in the chat right now. A couple weeks ago, I think it was me and Nick, I found this Twitter thread that kept adding on to 90s movie cliches.
Love it.
And it ended up being a disaster because the thread didn't correctly format when we watched on Internet Explorer. So there was a lot of like finding a lot of duds. This is not one of those examples. This is a perfect thread that just keeps adding and keeps adding and keeps adding. There's a couple moments that aren't as funny as the one following, but it all gets somewhere real good, guys. So let's check it out. This thread is evidence of the way TikTok's duet feature can result in the most hilarious and creative collaborations. Pretty much a guy wrote a musical number about a grocery store, and everyone's adding on to it, and it's amazing. Check it out.
Like you anymore. We're standing right in aisle 9, and you promised everything
is fine. Pause it, Kev. Still. Because we're going to hear this many more times. Go down. It is then added to with the guy's wife.
That's amazing. Oh, she's fucking got good range.
I promise. It's fine. And we are. We're fighting.
It's so Disney.
I have goosebumps. This is
Daniel, please, we can make this work.
This is the next Pixar movie.
Okay, pause this, Kev. So go down. They're adding the kid.
And we're fighting in a grocery store. And I love, I've got my mind. Standing right in, I promise.
this so badly.
I don't know that you could, because they did it all.
They need a basis.
Let's keep going.
Oh.
We got the employee.
That's amazing.
Okay, get out of it, Kev. Going
That's
down.
Great.
A can of soup.
Yep. This is great.
I'm a can of soup.
That's okay. Also, by the way, I love that the audio is getting more and more compressed for every example as it goes on.
This is the squeaky wheel on the shopping cart. Okay, stop. Hit show this thread.
Oh, no.
Going down. This is the automatic door with the too loud bell. Hit it from the beginning, Kev. All right, pause it. Now, this is the last one. This is the random voice that comes over the speaker. Let's listen to this as hard as it is to tell through all the compression. Just let's go. Insane. Anyways, I'm sure they're gonna keep adding. I'm sure it's gonna keep going, the ridiculousness. But God, TikTok sometimes.
Sometimes the internet can be okay, right? Like that's a great example of like, if aliens are gonna come down, they're gonna try to kill everybody. We show them this video, they go, you know what, humanity, still
you
shitty.
Live to see another day.
Yeah. Mostly they'd probably just be like this. I don't understand TikTok. And then
that's
back
true.
Away slowly.
That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No one does. But one thing I do understand is this Chad Kroeger gentleman.
Fuck yes. Is he back?
Goddamn. Oh, he is back and sponsored by Activision, baby. And this might be one of the greatest debatably sponsored videos I have ever fucking seen. We got to watch it. It's a long one, but gentlemen,
so
it's
we'll
worth
move
it.
On into public comments on non-agenda items.
What up, council? My name is Chad Kroeger. First off, wow, this pandemic is still pretty crazy, huh? I mean, seriously, what is going on? Anyways, you guys look good. Tans are popping. Nice. Yeah, so back when Corona first struck and got Tom Hanks, things were tough. Things got even tougher when the city committed what can only be described as an act of war against the youth. And I think you know what I'm talking about. You guys dumped sand in the skate park. It hurt.
That's
almost as bad as when Mia Zelinsky dumped sand in my heart in ninth grade when she decided to go to Europe for 2 weeks. And I'm all for safety, but this is a bit rash. And let me be clear, I'm cool not shredding Crete during lockdown. I'm cool not working. I don't even have a job. But I am not cool with sand in the skate parks.
We don't have a
skaters
skate park.
Have been bullied for centuries. It's unfair.
We don't have a skate park.
Can you imagine the city dumping sand on the tennis courts at Pelican Hill? No. Skaters don't even have an emoji. I mean, you got one for surfers, salt
so
dancers,
great.
Even skiers. And thankfully, the skate parks are open again, and we are psyched. But I can still hear the sound of sand crunching in my bearings. Skateboarders need restitution from the city. So that we can ollie our way out of this conundrum. And there's no better person to propose this olive branch than my dog, JT.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
What up, council? I don't have an actual olive branch. That was a metaphor for peace. I'm a rollerblader.
These two are geniuses.
It's rare to see a blader and skater united for the same cause, but Chad and I learned long ago that we are stronger together. I want to push beyond the sand episode and get to a place where city officials and riders feel like they can coexist at Wahoos once again.
Wahoos?
In ancient times, a general, after gaining dominion, would do a ritual dance with his enemy. We need a gesture like that from the city that lets us know you hear us.
Hang on that. It's worth just noting that we do not have a skate park. We did not dump any sand in anything. The picture that has been shown is a different city. So anyway, all right. We'll go to the next speaker now.
Wait. Mayor, we still think that you can serve as an ambassador for the rider and city official community. That is why we are asking you, Mr. Mayor, to drop into the San Clemente Skate Park Bowl. It would be a huge message to riders.
My God.
Trust you. Don't be afraid. Just dip your shoulder. Commit to the drop like you commit to civil service. Ride it out. It'll be over in a few seconds. If you brick it, we'll have the same medical team there from the Jake Brown accident. And there is no more symbolic date for this to happen than September 4th, 2020. The day Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 comes out on multiple platforms. This speech was paid for by Activision. Thank you.
Thank you.
Skate or die.
There you go. All right. So, any
holy shit.
The,
are these the same guys that go
Paul
around? No. The ones that go around the beach asking people if they
have masks.
Why aren't they wearing masks?
Okay. They're giving away masks.
They're genius. First off, is this the guy's name is Chad Croker?
That's a Nickelback singer.
Yeah,
that's his big name.
Okay. I was going to say that's not the guy's real name, right? So he just
was
like, I'm Chad Croker. That is fucking genius.
Yeah.
These guys are better than us in every single way.
For reals, they are. I've watched so many of their videos now. It's just like, Jesus Christ, you guys are too good. Andy, in your free time, you need to go watch the multiple video series of them trying to get a Paul Walker statue.
It's so
set up in the city where they actually successfully got one. It just was 12 inches
really
tall.
Small. The thing is this, like these, first off, shout out to the original city council that these guys pitched the Paul Walker statue to, because they eventually got down with the joke. They were every time they came back, they were like, these guys, they're funny. And they were having a good time. Whoever the mayor was of this city can go fuck himself. That guy's got to stick up his ass.
I thought Tim was going to say, Andy, in your free time, we need you to go to your local Congress.
Can you imagine Andy doing the Andy character? Something from this?
Andy, please go to the local city council in San Francisco and try and get them to solve the homeless crisis that we're having right now. I feel like you, of all people, could do it.
Okay. I'll try to figure something out.
Yeah.
I love the idea of shredding Crete, though. That's just like my
Crete
favorite.
Is great.
The way that they talk is so funny. Like, they're just
we watched this already.
Oh, damn. Okay.
We can watch it again. Okay. It's funny as fuck.
Nah, it's cool. So this one is insane. This is from the day that San Francisco was on fire, but someone made the wise decision to add the Blade Runner soundtrack to it.
This is awesome.
Shit.
The Blade Runner 2049 soundtrack, which is even more haunting.
Oh my God.
Isn't that amazing? Man, fuck, I can't wait for Dune.
Gonna have to wait a lot longer.
I don't care.
Insane, man. If this was real, we lived through this.
I am mesmerized right now. It was hard to explain to people that the photos that you're seeing online are not color corrected.
Color corrected, yeah.
Nobody's adding extra saturation. Like, it is that orange. God damn, this is so bizarre. That will go down as one of the weirdest days ever.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Like, but waking up, and it just felt like nighttime the whole day. It was so weird.
It threw us all off. But I love that there was people out there that are like, fuck it, I'm getting a drone. I'm going out, and we're doing this. Blade Runner music needs to be added.
That's
good for you.
That's really cool. That's really, really cool.
This next video is specifically for Nick. This is how to say Disney in different languages.
Oh, fun.
We're going to learn something today.
Disney. I was not expecting that. an old meme that like just needs to resurface. And it has now.
Such a great way.
I was not expecting that.
This one's called They Built Different. It's a TikTok video that's actually kind of horrifying, if I'm being honest.
So oh, biggest yeah. wiener dog I've ever seen.
That thing is aggressive. Oh, he is aggressive.
It's the biggest wiener dog I've ever seen.
They built different in Mexico. So I guess this is just how the dogs are in Mexico? Can you imagine 40 being that ferocious?
He's wagging his tail, which makes it look like he's having a good time, but his mouth is saying something completely different.
His face is pissed off.
He's mad.
I don't like it. I want some nicer dogs. So, Kev, can we go to the next one, please?
Kevin, you're a dog expert. Is that what Cecil does sometimes? Does he want to just eat your face off with his mouth, but his tail saying party with me?
If you take his bone away, if you go to take his bone away, his face scrunches up and he gets real scary looking. And I just pop him in the mouth and he's fine.
Oh, I love this one. I posted this one. This is just something this is the dream.
What the fuck?
Hi.
Did someone make this?
They must have, right? Yeah, they must have drilled holes in the wood. It's perfect.
It didn't just come like that.
No, I know, but it just seems like such a weird thing to like be like, oh, I'm gonna drill three holes in the wall so my dog can hang.
Really cute, like I guess golden labs or maybe golden retrievers, and they're just adorable. That man, this must be her dogs, but that's hilarious.
Dogs are just so much better than cats. It's crazy.
I wonder if she did that because the dogs were barking, and she's like, if I cut holes, they can see what's going on, and maybe it makes them less anxious. What the fuck was that?
Kev, like I changed the order a little bit of these, but this one, this one we can watch. This one's how. How the hell is this real?
Yeah. So this woman put a bunch of colored rice on a board and would jump, and it creates the image as she's falling just because of gravity or whatever. But it's so cool the way it looks in slow-mo. Like, think about the time that goes into something like that, just to be ruined immediately.
That's cool.
That's so fucking cool, dude.
She's also really into SpongeBob.
That's really nasty.
I'd love it if this one was just President Trump. It's just like SpongeBob, then President Trump.
Like, that's can you imagine how like annoying it is to vacuum it all up?
That's where my head went right off the bat. I was like, you're doing this on carpet? You're never going to get those things out of there.
Also, yeah. I love this
shag carpet. Yeah, it's definitely rice, right? It's
like color.
How many food color like combos she's got sitting there?
Could you imagine if she was your roommate and you're like studying for your law degree and this is what she does in the living room? You're like, God, Courtney, can you fucking do this outside?
I just vacuumed the Mickey Mouse you did yesterday. Jesus.
I love this show so much because I get to watch funny videos, but then I also get to watch Nick react to them. So I was looking at Nick's face the entire time and he just had this look. You should rewind when this is on VOD and just look at it. And Nick had that moment of like,
that's messy.
I want to hate this. I want to say some shit. And the first thing he had to say is, this girl really likes SpongeBob.
Yeah, prove me wrong. You know what I mean?
Prove me wrong. Right. Kev, go to the piano one.
What's that? That's a dog.
Yeah, this is every weekend song uses the same four notes.
Cool ass piano, Jesus.
Andy, get one of those. It's called a Lumi.
That looks really cool, Nick.
I'll buy you one.
Okay.
Unless they're more than $50, in which case you're on your own. I'll give you
that's two different songs. Three songs.
Oh, they're pitching it just to show that it's the same pattern.
Yeah.
First off, that song is the fucking shit. I was like, I don't know if I like. I'm like, I don't know if I should criticize The Weeknd. And then we get to that one song, and I'm like, nah, he's the shit. Leave him alone.
I mean, all over the shit. Like when you have a sound, commit to it. Fuck it,
yeah.
Like,
he's so good.
I love that any song you hear from me, you're just like, yeah, this is equally dope to the last one.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same exact song, but who cares? It's fucking dope.
It's fucking dope. This dog has a butt.
Let me see the butt dog.
Let's check it out.
This dog has a butt.
These are babies.
It's like a human butt.
It looks like a human butt.
No. Oh
God, it looks like so in cartoons, funny. Like when Ren or Stimpy take off their pants and they have like a little butt.
They have little cheeks. Oh my God.
Baby Goldens are just the cutest dogs ever, man.
That, look at that dog's paws. It's going to be huge.
Oh, yeah.
Look at how big its fucking foot is, man. That's like a, that's a size 9.5 right there, at least.
Put the some thing that's on that really throwing me off, again, like, obviously, like, the butt is silly looking or whatever, but the dog just has such human proportions here. Where,
well, also, it's like looking, it's mugging for the camera as well. It's like looking at its own image in the camera.
Like, I feel like it took the picture.
Kevin, if you blur your eyes, it looks like a human. Like, it looks like a baby, kind of.
Yeah, really I see bizarre. It. I see it.
I hate
it. You know, it looks like you should put like underwear on it.
I really feel like
Me Undies, ladies and gentlemen. This episode's brought to you by Me Undies. Me Undies believes that your comfort is more about, it's about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. Keyword yours, not someone else's. It's Halloween time. Things are spooky, but stop being creepy. Wear some underwear. Wear some spooky underwear. That's what you can do with Me Undies. Their undies grow on trees. No, seriously. They're made from irresistibly soft, natural fibers sourced from beech wood trees. And you know what natural fibers means? That means their micromodal is not only super soft, but breathable, light, and impossibly cozy. That's some serious comfort. Everything MeUndies does is to help you feel truly comfortable from head to toe, from outside to in. I don't even need to tell you right now, I'm wearing MeUndies pants, socks, shirt, and undies. I'm MeUndiesed out. Never run out of undies with a MeUndies membership, a subscription that sends new pairs right to your door, because who really wants to grab that questionable six-pack of underwear at your local drugstore? Not me and not Joey Noel. She just got hers and she's really stoked about it. There's some dinosaurs on them. Let's see what you can do. You can get 15% off your first order and free shipping by going to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. And also shout out to HelloFresh. You can get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonable recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. HelloFresh offers convenient delivery right to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. Joey's using this right now. Gia's using this right now, which means I get double the benefits being in this house, and it's fantastic. Last night, I made something. They made something. I don't even know what it was, but it tasted like extremely fancy Taco Bell, and I was extremely excited about it, and it made me very happy.
When are you going to invite me and Andy over, Tim?
Whenever you want, man. Whenever you want, whenever the Rona's over. HelloFresh offers so many delicious options every week to help you break out of your recipe rut and try new things. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients so you're not overbuying, which is a burden on the planet and your wallet. I open the fridge every once in a while, and there's all these just like super cute pre-portioned ingredients, and I'm like, I know what those are. That's HelloFresh, baby. I'm going to eat those later. You can keep your fridge stocked by adding extra proteins or sides like garlic bread to your weekly order. Kevin loves garlic bread. I don't know why.
It's true. I do.
Garlic bread's great.
HelloFresh.com/80morning will get you a total of $80 off across 5 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/80morning and use code 80morning to get a total of $80 off across 5 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. HelloFresh.com/80morning. Back to this pooch. What's he up to?
What's this photo?
Kev?
It's just Kevin the same. It's the same dog. He's just a little bit more grown up. Look at him. He's so cute.
Man, so dogs are great.
I know. So cats suck. I hate them so much.
It's not that they suck. They're just clearly inferior species.
So inferior. I'm looking at my cat right now. I hate him.
Nick, did you get a vibe, Nick, that when you asked Tim if we could go over, that Tim is just kind of really leveraging this Rona as a reason to not have us over?
Oh, we're not invited. Yeah, that was a non-invite invite. That's like whenever I want to hang out with you and I hear that you guys are all going out on a Saturday night and I go, hey, where are we all going? And you go, yep.
Yep.
And then that's it. That's all like, I get.
Hey man, not much, dude, not much.
And then I just basically have to like look at your geo tags in all of your tweets to figure out what bar you guys are at, and then Nick, I map out your route, and then I go, I think they're going to the Inner Sunset, and then I just try to go to every bar there.
It's because you lack confidence, Nick. You need to learn. You need to learn from this guy right here.
This guy's a fucking G. What's he doing? God. Yep.
Hello, everybody, join the show.
Audio.
I love it.
I love him, and where he goes, I'll follow. That's amazing. I will follow him.
So is he just like, is he a celebrity at this gym?
He must be, right?
He gets it.
He must
it, man.
Be. He must
he
be the guy
gets
that
gets it.
First off, can we pause right there? Let me just explain to you guys why I appreciate this human being. I have never in my life felt confident with my shirt off around other people. This guy is owning it. Not only is he owning it, but he's wearing leggings. And not just leggings, Tim. They're the kind of leggings that cut you off mid-calf, which historically have never
looked
good on me.
Like capri leggings.
Yeah, they've never looked good on me. I have to either wear full leggings or no leggings at all. This guy's awesome. Also, he's got a little bit of a mohawk, and he's got the thinning hair look going, but he just does not give a fuck. I respect it, man.
Nothing could bother him, though.
Also, this is like a hotel gym or the gym in his building. It's not like a real gym. I want to point that out. This is like you pay like extra $200 HOA fees to work out in this gym, and when you walk in, this guy's always there.
That's part of the bonus. You know what I mean?
Part of the charm,
like,
man.
When you read the thing, it's like you get gym access and that guy.
And this guy.
So this is a beaver underwater.
Fuck, that's terrifying.
Don't have too much more to say there, but Kevin, can we click into
its full screen on that bad boy?
Like, beavers are weird, right? Like, just in concept.
The idea that these little varmints, right? Is a beaver considered a varmint?
I imagine it's a rodent of some sort, right? It's got to be
in
the rodent
It is, in
family.
Fact, a rodent. I just looked into it. Yeah,
the rodent. Okay. I mean, the idea that these little guys are essentially the builders of their community, like the these guys, they know what they're doing.
They build the whole dam up.
They purposely, like, I mean, is there really any other creature that does something like that? Where
I mean,
it says,
I feel
"I'm gonna
like ants."
But that's it.
Yeah, ants, but Andy, we don't talk about ants in front of Andy anymore. But
bees make hives.
I will say that.
I guess so, Kevin.
You know what I mean?
I'm just thinking of the idea that these things deliberately block water passages with pieces of wood that they are gathering. Like, it's such a weird concept in theory.
Essentially, Andy, if I'm not mistaken, from what I remember from biology class, is that the beaver was the originator of, like, the raging waters, like, tidal wave pool. Mm-hmm. Where they do it and then they just surf it over and over again. That's so cool that they're doing this.
But like, it's weird though, because it's like they're building these dams, but they clearly can be underwater. It's like,
yeah, they do
to
catch fish and shit.
Is that right?
I think so. Isn't that why they build them? They just put
them
all in there.
They have like they like making statements like people.
So they're like the protesters of the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
We will
it's
not
more
let
like the
this
show
pond
offs.
Go. Yeah.
Huh. I'd like to imagine like city thing. Officials going down there and being like, God damn it, I don't know what they're trying to say, but I respect it.
If only
gotta,
they could
we gotta
speak
get
English.
Chad Kroger on this case and figure it out. Wired Pyromaniac in the chat says beavers do not eat fish.
Wait, I don't know that. I have no idea. They don't eat fish? I took a stab at it, guys. I took a stab at why they would build these dams.
I thought Nick was gonna go for it. Look, you can't prove
it. Oh,
that.
They live in them. It's true. Have you ever seen a beaver not eat a fish? Done. These ponds provide protection for predators like wolves, coyotes. Okay, so they're just homes. They just build the dams so they can live in them so that coyotes can't get to them.
And they can
what
build
do they eat
beaver
then?
Lodges.
Too Feist, Too Furious says those damn social justice beavers at it again.
What do beavers eat? Can you Google that for me? Yeah. Oh, look at that. Wait, hold on. Wait, sorry, Kevin. Yeah, click on the dam construction. That is amazing.
Holy
That's
shit.
That's a damn good dam.
There it is.
Oh, so they go underneath, and so nothing can get to them because they'd have to swim underwater.
Wow. It's like how they get back into the water base in the movie where the shark ate Samuel Jackson.
Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah.
This is like how they get back into sort of their little underwater facility or whatever.
They have a ventilation shaft? Like, how many dead beavers before one of the beavers was like, we need a ventilation shaft?
I don't think it's dead beavers. I think it's just one of the beavers brings back Taco Bell, and then that night it's like, poof, well, who's stinky?
No, right, because the ventilation.
Hold on. I appreciate so much about this diagram, especially how many beavers are involved. But this is intricate as shit. There's a ventilation shaft. There's the lodge. There's the multiple entrances. We got the dam, obviously, the raised water level. There's also the food store, which I get is just like a way to say like food storage. But it just makes it funny. You're like, where is that beaver over there? Like the clerk? Like, is he just like, hey, welcome to the food store? I'm the beaver clerk.
The one on the left is chasing the one on the right because the one on the right shoplifted.
It's interesting. You guys read that. I read this like it's the same beaver, and it looks like a strategy guide from like a Nintendo Power back in the day.
Yeah.
Where your character is supposed to go.
Why are there no video games about beavers? They're such an intricate creature. Like, why? There have been so many mascots being
used. There's a hedgehog. There's a bandicoot.
Yeah, like.
I mean, I'm telling you right this. Kind of Funny doesn't have a video game yet. Beavers.
Think about this. I'm serious, game designers out there. What are you doing with your lives? Think about a beaver that is utilizing wood to create new ways of traversal throughout the world. Think about that. Fucking pay me,
Andy,
for it.
It's 12:02 right now.
Okay.
As of recording this, we will be taking pitches for beaver related video games for the next hour. So 12:02 to 1:02 p.m. Pacific time, please tweet your beaver related pitches for video games at Game Over Greggy. Zero context. Yes. Don't tell him it's from us. Just tweet them at him and say, Greg, this would make a great Kind of Funny beaver game. Beaver, hashtag beaver for the win. Hashtag leave it to beaver.
Kevin. I would say don't even call it the Kind of Funny game. Just like, just here's beavers. My beaver pitch.
Yeah, that's a good call. Please start pitching Greg Miller on your beaver games right now.
Yeah.
Kev, I on the dock under the Tim Wants to Show Nick stuff at the top, there's a link that I would like you to bring up.
Yeah, real quick. I know that we have very short attention spans, but this is what beavers eat, Nick.
Okay, beavers eat the bark, buds, stems, and twigs of trees. Aspen, maple, willow, birch, black. They just name a bunch of trees. Like, I get it. They really like soft plant foods to grassy mushrooms, leaves.
Well, birch.
They don't eat other animals at all.
Do not leave this page, Kev.
Birch
do
is
not
a leave fish.
This page. I'm not leaving this page. Because the second
fish, Nick. Can you please go down, cool. Nick? I would like you to read. What are other questions that people ask about beavers?
People also ask, do beavers eat fish? So a person in that chat who said that they don't eat fish, fuck you, first off. Second off, click on that. They not their trees, but eat fish. Yeah, okay, they do eat fish.
What eating the fish, hell? I feel like these are directly contradicting.
Okay, but keep reading this, though. They have cool tails that they use to propel them. Fuck this article. I don't believe that. But okay, keep going, Nick. Keep going with the questions.
Beavers are busy indeed, but not eating fish. They are strict vegetarians. It's obvious that beavers are herbivores, feeding off woody planks. Okay, so they don't eat fish at all. Okay, the person in chat that said that, I apologize for my harsh reaction to you. It was just because I don't like being wrong. So you're correct. I'm wrong. Get on the right side of beavers.
Nick,
give us those beaver pitches. You have 59 minutes to do that.
What other questions are people asking?
Yeah.
Do beavers eat humans?
That's where I wanted to get to.
That people, can you click on that? Because I'd like to know the answer to that. Because if beavers do eat humans, I don't want to make a video game about them. I don't want to make them more popular. They may attack humans when infected by rabies and can also become disoriented during the daytime and attack out of fear.
Wait, Nick, Nick, are you scared that you're going to sort of like empower and radicalize beavers out there?
Well, you know, you got to be careful who you support. Andy, we have very big followings on Twitter. And so we have the power to bolster these communities. And you have to make sure that you're not, you know, bolstering like some sort of like crazy, crazy alt-right beaver community mobilizing them against us, because there's probably more beavers than there are humans at this point.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Kev, can you bring up that link that I put in there? At the top here, the indie retro news link, please.
It's a dangerous assumption there are more beavers in. Ah, fuck. Fuck.
Justice Beaver, The Great Timber Tantrum, is a new video game coming out in the style of the Super Nintendo.
Oh, it's a Justin Bieber joke.
It does look like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay because you can't copyright the word beaver. And you can't copyright. That's just in the public domain, from what I understand. That and Mozart. I think it's okay. Kevin's our lawyer. He's our legal team, so he can probably weigh in on this.
Yeah.
But also, this is on Patreon. Can we see if it got fully funded? Because if not, maybe we could just buy this out, and this can become the KF Beaver game.
I mean, look, here's what I'll say already. Like, I obviously we live in a country that glorifies violence, right?
Of course.
We live in a country where, if your dude doesn't have a gun, it's not going to sell well. Why does this beaver have to have a gun? This isn't what I was going for. No, I was talking more of like a beaver that just uses wood to craft stuff and to level up and become a better beaver.
Yeah. I mean, I think that we've learned from the social movements that these beavers have made that they don't care about the Second Amendment. They don't want this. They want social justice for all.
Well, if they don't eat fish, and they probably don't use guns, you know? I think there's just something synonymous in my brain about a meat eater and a gun that you got to get in there.
I eat the fish.
When was the last time you heard of a vegetarian fucking gun owner, right?
Buying guns. I don't think it's ever happened. I think they actually, like, I think when you go in to buy a gun, that's one of the questions. Like, yeah. Do you only eat vegetables? And if you cross the, if you actually, like, put that little check mark in there, they just send you packing. They turn you right around and they go back to your yurt and wear your freaking, your sandals, buddy, because you're done here.
The last clip that I want to show you guys this week, Kev, is the one you have up there that says L. Duncan.
Oh, I know that name. Oh, this is ESPN.
This is too good. This is Hammer Addiction in three parts.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, do the hammer.
If this kid does the hammer, I'll was right in the world. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, my God. Yes, I needed this today. I've been there, man. We were all there. That is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh my God.
See, here's the thing, Tim. This is why when people do this, I'm like, kids are great. Why would everyone want kids? This kid is perfect. Done.
Oh my God. I absolutely love it. All right. Let's go to the fun clip section where you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like so many people did here, to submit your fun clips. Today we got one from Sham Winder Man. You have two from Sham Winder Man. This is exciting stuff.
Sham Winder Man.
Hopefully
Sham Winder Man.
Sham Winder Man. Hoping they bring the
yo,
heat here.
Look at this
I'm already into this.
Sorry, it was like frozen in a weird way. Give me 1 second.
It's okay, Kevin. It's okay, mijo.
Oh, no. What is it?
Yo, look at this fucking bullshit. Do a flip!
Ah! Whoa. That was amazing.
Yo, look at this fucking bullshit. Do a flip! Ah!
There's like an art to cutting off the clip at the right moment. Yeah.
Perfectly cut screens. I got questions though. Like, is that fake?
Yeah.
But 100%. Like, I appreciate the commitment to like making the car sound.
I'm sure they just recorded it in a car.
And the audio sounded really, really good too. Like his voice sounded like he was in a moving car. Yeah.
I mean, that's not hard. We all have cars. Just get in the car and record it.
Yeah, but like they did that. Like they made the choice to like, all right, we're going to actually get in a car and drive fast enough to make this sound right. Good for them. That's all
I'm saying, guys. I don't produce video. I don't know any of these things. I'm theorizing that that's why they did, because they wanted those sweet, sweet views.
Mm-hmm. All right, then another one from Sham Winder Man.
Mm-hmm.
Put their fursona pointing a gun at me and said, show us what's inside the fridge, Wayne. You want the truth? You want the truth? You want the fucking truth? Oh, there is no fridge! I love
you! That's really good. That's
right? Hello,
that's
funny.
Amazing. Why would he do that?
Can you rewind it? I just want to see the way it looked at first.
Okay, someone put their
fridge in front of me.
That's said, show crazy. Us what's inside the fridge,
it helps
Wayne.
That it's off the wall because it casts the shadow.
You want the truth?
This is so good.
What the fucking truth?
This is really damn good.
There is no fridge!
Tim is stunned. This is the most stunned Tim has ever been.
Okay, a couple things. First off, I'm absolutely stunned. Second off, when this started, I was like, there's nothing funny that could be in that fridge. Like, that was my thought going into this. I was like, there's no way this is worth it. And my God, was I fucking wrong. Sham Winder, it's early in the day, but I'm giving you the clip of the week. Next up, we got Josh Woodbury.
Memes. What is this? Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
This is terrifying.
It's the Vin Diesel song.
It's so terrifying.
What I need...
This is great.
Nick, we got to cover this song.
I would love to. I think we could do a much better job at singing this song.
It's the instrumentals that I'm worried about. Like, I don't have the capability to remake.
No, I'm sure.
We got to get you that keyboard, dude.
I'm sure we can get the backing track for this song.
Doesn't Nick
have a keyboard?
He probably
bought it on Pond 5.
Nick, don't you have a keyboard where you can make...
I have a keyboard.
I want the light-up keyboard, though.
Tim, that looked expensive.
Yeah, but like a song like this, you can't make with Nick's shitty keyboard.
Hey, that was a great keyboard. He made some great songs.
Go to like beattracks.com or wherever he got this generic ass beat from, and we'll just download it. And then
one of the most illustrious producers of the time produced that mega hit. Oh yeah,
it's so generic though. It sounds like it's just generic. Who produced it? Who am I talking shit about now?
I forget the name. Hold on.
Illustrious, wow, this guy.
I'm just fucking saying shit, but I mean, it actually Kygo is his name.
Okay, well, go to Kygo.com and for $15, you two can own the generic Vin Diesel beat, and we can also sell a billion tracks and have a cool pool.
Andy, Kygo, if I get that, net,
did he sell them?
Like, that's a weird set.
Unlike Tim, if I get a cool pool, you guys can come over whenever you want. There's no like restrictions on COVID regulations for fucking me to limit your friendship with me.
I don't like
Kevin.
This joke.
Kevin, do me a favor and go to YouTube.
I want Beaver ideas right now, people. Get on it.
And type in "Feel Like I Do" Vin Diesel remake.
Just type in music backing. It's easy.
Oh my God!
Someone did it. Someone did. I feel like I do Fruity Loop Studio remake.
Of course, bro.
Oh my God! This is how we do it.
Four down, five down.
Feel like I do. Oh. You know, like I wanna beaver game where the beavers playing. You know what I mean? Like,
damn right. Thinking of it.
Oh yes, perfect.
Oh my God, is he gonna sing?
No, he's just streaming. Like he.
Oh. Yeah,
there's
dude.
No vocals, though, right?
Yeah, we got it.
Let me try, guys. Ready? Let me just do it.
Gotta get Nick Perry. Hit him up.
He's not doing that. He doesn't do that.
Real close. It's real close.
Why are you growling at the
Vin, did you go back to the hotel room and write the lyrics like we talked about?
Oh, God.
Did you do that? Right.
Okay, we can stop this. We can stop
this. Why does this kid seem so serious in the bottom right corner?
He's shooting his life, dude. He's, you know.
I'm like, so shocked that Vin Diesel missed the opportunity to throw in a Fast and Furious reference in this song.
God.
It's disappointing.
Somebody took this song and put it over the end of Furious 7, and it works a little too well when the cars pull up next to each other.
Oh,
like
I
the drive
that.
Off. It's like, that's oh, man. All right. This one is from Drew Tendo 64 sending 3.
Oh, my God.
I don't get it.
Someone's filming on top of a train.
Oh, it's
Tom Cruise.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
Today is the day of twist endings.
Oh my God, that's legit Tom Cruise.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's like Chris McQuarrie. Like, they're just on top of a train. That's so dangerous.
Did you guys hear that NASA is down to have Tom Cruise go to the International Space Station?
Fuck yeah, he is. Fuck yeah, they are, Kevin.
God bless Tom Cruise.
God. That's incredible.
That crazy bastard.
I am so worried about these last two movies because, again, Tom Cruise is pretty much 60 years old. And
it's fine.
Like, is Rona gonna ruin these last two entries in the Christopher McQuarrie Mission Impossible saga? I'm really worried about it, guys.
Nothing can come out of the park.
Yeah, he's 58. Hey, you're right there.
I'm saying, Kev. Yeah,
Brad Pitt,
dude.
56.
All right, let's
Brad
check this out.
So good. Let's check this out.
Keanu Reeves also 56. Sorry.
Do that. Is he telling bad stories about you?
I said you rub your butthole on my headrest.
Babe.
You do. You lift your tail up. No, you lift your tail up and you rub your butthole on the headrest.
Dogs. He wants to be a person.
They're just like us, Andy.
You know. I love it. I love when there's videos of just human beings talking to dogs as if they're a human being, and the dog reacts in a way like a human being would react. That's my favorite category of video, you know?
Oh, I love it. I love it. This is the last one from Drewtendo 64.
Oh, whip.
Oh, shit.
That was fucking sick.
Is this two-turn Tony?
He hit the bottle cap. Oh, my God. That's so impressive.
Wait, I have a conspiracy theory about this. Is there anything in the bottle? Was the top taken off beforehand?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he's just showing that he could knock the bottle cap off and not knock the bottle.
It'd be more impressive if the bottle cap was securely placed on a bottle of beer.
Nick, if you notice, the bottle cap is, in fact, upside down. So it is just placed on there.
Okay, well, this is not as impressive.
What are you talking about?
I mean, here's the thing. When Nick did his video...
I was with Nick for the, like, it's not that impressive. I mean, it is impressive, but that, like, it would be more impressive, and it is possible if the thing was on. I was not with Nick of, I could do this.
I could do it. I go to my Instagram right now, scroll 14 years earlier when I did it with my foot in a Coke bottle. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. Oh, it's still blocked. Sorry.
You know, you could unblock me right now, Kevin.
No, but like you haven't learned your lesson. You know what I mean?
I haven't talked about how did I fuck up last time by making fun of you?
Literally the last time you brought this up, you were like oh man.
That's
Slytherin piece of shit. There it is.
Oh, it's because I call you Slytherin. Well, I don't call you Slytherin anymore because Harry Potter's not relevant anymore, so you can unblock me now.
Should I unblock him, Andy?
Kevin, I don't know, man.
Andy, fucking come on.
It's on you right now.
Why is so much hate for old Scarpino these days?
Because you went in there and you like specifically did the one thing in the comment I was like, don't do.
We were playing the game. Don't
And this is your prize, Nick. This is your prize.
The game, man. Nick, I don't get the
yesterday. Yesterday on Gabe's cast, Fran was on it, and Fran kept making stupid, simple mistakes of forgetting things that happened.
Yeah.
And we did not let it go. And we went so hard on him.
Mean.
And for any old joke you've ever gotten, we went 10 times harder on Fran, where Fran is now 300 years old. Like, he got it. He got it hard.
Gabe's cast. That's so fun.
I wish you were on Gabe's cast.
Me too.
This one's from Matt in Memphis.
Oh, this is bad.
Oh, no. This is
nothing good. Nothing good can come of this.
Hold on. Before you watch it, Kev.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Kevin, the caption is, they just bought the new big screen TV, negotiating the steps. Nutshot. Sometimes the surprise is what gets you. Sometimes knowing it's coming is what gets you.
Okay. Okay. Why? Why would you do that? That's a bad idea. Why would you do that? Why not put it on the ground?
Oh, fuck!
Gone. No way.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Oh, my God. What was their plan?
I think he was going to lower it down to him.
That's
a bad idea, too. Yeah, I would kick that kid right in the head. This is why I can't have kids.
This is why you don't teach your kids to hit your friends in the nuts.
If Uncle Nick gets hit in the nuts by any of your kids, head kick. Right off the bat, just
you're gonna take the cap right off that.
By the way, right off the bat.
Do you all know who Rex Chapman is?
No.
So obviously Rex Chapman is very popular on Twitter because he's kind of just like BuzzFeed of Twitter, right?
That's how thin they are, Nick.
He's just kind of like a video aggregate. You know what I mean?
Sure.
He's always retweeting stuff, and that's how he gets his popularity, just from other people's shit. But he's a former NBA player. And he used to be like a crazy drug addict, and then he's like, I don't know how many years sober now, but somehow he changed this into being like, this is what he does now. Like, it's so bizarre that his career trajectory used to be an NBA player. Now he just does this.
Oh, man. Let's end the show with the fun clip from Lexi Gunner, the iconic Lexi Gunner.
Lexi!
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. Lexi, this is perfect. I needed this. Yes. Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
Oh, my
God.
Oh my shit. Complete the flip. Complete it.
That was amazing.
Oh, wow.
I'm just going to throw this out there as a couple safety tips. Maybe attach the helmet better to the child. Because the helmet, as you see when she lands. Oh, it's a doll? I thought it was a kid.
I don't know.
That's a doll. You're right. Okay, thank God.
That's a doll.
I thought it was a child.
I love that.
Thank you, Tim.
There was a moment.
God,
There was a moment where it's like, oh my god, oh, what a dumb move. Then it was like, I hope this makes the flip.
Kev, can you turn the volume down on this? And this one is a song I know gets its claim. That's why I kept making noise over it.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to say right now. Do you think this person did this as a test case scenario for them to do it live on their own? Like, do you think they put the doll on
first?
They do it, and then like, cool, now it's time for me to do this?
Holy
but
shit.
The concerning part there is they would be doing it to their kid, right? Otherwise,
no, I mean I'd get on this thing myself and just see how far.
No, I understand, but like, am I mixing up the like? That's a small ATV,
yeah.
Right, so yeah, like, so I feel like the measurements then wouldn't work. You'd have to do it with a full size ATV.
Oh, maybe the dog is next. Maybe that's
a big dog. Never know. That's a big dog.
I do want to say, just scroll down, will you? You'll never feel older than scroll down. Look at that tweet. I want the name of the song.
Like, God,
fuck my life. Just fuck my life.
Don't you just feel like shit now, dude?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this.
You know, Andy, you have to watch all the Conjuring movies now. You have to get off the fucking pot and start watching these movies because they're scary as shit.
I've been watching them. I just can't be there for the reviews.
You are lying.
Internet Explorers, thank you very much for joining us. We will be back next week, some combination of the three of us, Internet Explorers. But until then, keep exploring the internet. Stay safe.